Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas, Maris Hanel Abbas, Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon ben Reb David.
We're learning Maseches Yoma, Daf Samach Dalad. I'm going to start the sugya of Dichui. The Mishnah had said that if one of the two Seirim died, let's say the Seir Lashem died, so you get two new Seirim, and you do Hagrola, whichever one comes out to be the Seir Lashem, that replaces the dead Seir Lashem. And the Mishnah says the second one becomes the Seir Lazazel. Or if the Seir Lazazel dies, so whichever one becomes the Seir Lazazel replaces the dead Seir Lazazel. And the second one, the Mishnah says, becomes the Seir Lashem. And the Gemara is a Machlekes Ravine Beichan on the second, which second one? Does it mean the original second one? Or does it mean the second one that we're doing now? The Gemara later says that it's actually a Machlekes Tanon. That's Gufa the Machlekes, the Tanakama, and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. And the Tanakama holds you use the original carbon, and Rabbi Yehuda holds no, the original carbon is Nidcha, and you use the second goat that you brought for that Agrola. And the Machlekes is whether you say Balechayim Nidachim or not. When a psul is chal on a Balechay, on a behema which is alive, so the question is the concept of dichli apply? Do you say that since it's balei chayim, it's a live animal, the concept of dichli doesn't apply, and as soon as the psul goes off, like in this case, the psul was that you didn't have agrola. So as soon as now you have agrola, you could use the old animal, the old goat. And Rabbi Eichnol's no. Even by balei chayim, the concept of dichli applies. Once it can't be used because its partner died, it was missing agrola, it was missing a partner, so now it could never be used again. So the Gemara wants to know, where did Rav get this din that Balei Chayim don't have the concept of Dicho, that Balei Chayim Einam Nidachim? First, the Gemara says that Rav learns it out from Mechusah Zman. Every animal, when it's born, for the first 8 days, it can't be brought as a carbon. It's Mechusah Zman. So it should be Nidcha. Once it's possible because it's Mechusah Zman, that soul should remain because of the concept of Dichoi. That is Dachli. It's finished. And you see, every carbon could be brought, even though it was originally nidcha. So you see that balei chayim einam nidachim. So the Gemara says that's not a good raya because there's a difference between dicha mi'ikara and nira v'nidcha. If it was never roi, so then the dicha it does not have, it's not as big of a svara to say dicha in that case. There's a man, the amma dicha mi'ikara is not considered a dicha. So therefore, dicha is not as strong. So since it's dicha mi'ikara, so therefore, you only know that you don't have the concept of dicha mikara by balei chayim. But if it was once roi, it was nira v'nidcha, and then it became dachi, like in our case, where it was originally roi by the agrola, and then afterwards one of the goats died, so the other one was at this point dachi, that's nira v'nidcha, where do you see that balei chayim are einam nidachim? So the Gemara says, you learn that from balmum eiver, that every animal that gets a mum, if it's a mum eiver, if it's a mum that could be removed, so the halacha is that after the mum goes off, it's kosher. And there it's nira v'nidcha. It was originally roi to be a carbon. Then it got a mum, and then it became on ice roi to be a carbon. And then, when the mum goes away, it's chaz v'nira. So you see that even by nira v'nidcha, you don't say dicha be'balei chayim. And how do you know by mum ayvanat? The Gemara has exeris a kos of mum bom. Dafka, when the mum is in the behema, mum bom, then it doesn't work. But if the mum is oiver, then it's yiratzu. And what does Rabbi Yochanan do with this raya that mum oiver is a raya that balei chayim is einam nidachim? So the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan has exeris akasav since it says mashchasam bahem. So that teaches you dafke here bahem, dafke here by bal mum. We say that the din is you need dafke mum bom. You need the mum should be in the animal, and that's the only time it's not raya. But if the mum is oiver, it becomes Yirtzuget. Mashayin can't anywhere else. Yet the Xeris Akasav is Mashchasam Bahem that you can't learn out from Balmum. And therefore we go back to the regular Svar that even Balei Chayim should have the Parashah of Dichoy. Adkan the Gemara. Now, Lefi Zet should come out that by Nirev and Nidche, there we have a Machloikis Ravin Abyechanon, if Balei Chayim Nidachem or not. And that's why in our case by Hagrol, which is the case of Nirev and Nidche, by the agrola it was roi, and then when one died, it became nidcha. So we have the machlekes. Rav learns that from mum aiver that there's no concept of dicha be balei chayim. And the Bi'echanan has Xerius HaKosav that you can't learn out from Mumayi because there it says Behem, and Rav uses Behem for something else, like the Gemara explains. But by Dichli Mi'kara, the Gemara had said that we have another Makar that Balei Chayim aren't Nidachim. The Makar is Mechus Zman. Mechus Zman is a clear case of Dichli, that the animal was Pasul, but it's Dichli Mi'kara, and clearly it's not Nidcha, otherwise you wouldn't be able to bring any carbon. Now, the Gemara's only answer was that that's a case by Dichli Mi'kara. That wouldn't be a raya to Nirv and Nidcha. But for Dichli Mi'kara, that would seem that it is a good raya. So Taisus and the Taisus Shanim, the Taisus and several other places in Shas, ask the Kasha that the Gemara's Mavur in other places there in Be'echanan holds that Balei Chayim Ani Dachin, even by Dichli Mi'kara. And the case the Gemara gives in a number of places is Behemah Shel Shnei Shutfim. If you have an animal that belongs to two partners, and one of them was makdish his half. So now only half the animal is kaddish. The kedusha can't spread to the other half because the other partner is makdish. You can't be makdish something which is not yours. So at this point, it's a carbon, but it can't be brought because only half of it's kaddish, half of it's chulin. Then he buys the other half from his shutif and he's makdish the other half. So now it's fully hektish. So Rabbi Yechanan says, kedusha shevein nekreva. Enechinami, it's a full carbon, but you can't bring it on the Mizbeach. And the reason is because of Dichli. And the Gemara says, from near Shmar Minah Balechayim Nidachim, and Shmar Minah Dichli Mikara Havi Dichli. Even though this behemoth was never roi to be a carbon, from the time he was makdashit, there wasn't roi to be a carbon, so that's Dichli Mikara. But still, Rabbi Yechon holds Dichli Mikara Havi Dichli, and Rabbi Yechon holds Balechayim Nidachim. So the question is, Mishlai Menir Venidcha, which is a stronger dichoy. So good, you can't learn out from Mechus Zman. And Memela, by Nirev and Nidcha, the only place to learn out is from Balmum. And Rabbi Yechanan holds, you can't learn out from Balmum because it says Meshchasim Behem. But Dichoy Mikara, why can't you learn out from Mechus Zman that there is no dichoy by Dichoy Mikara? How does Rabbi Yechanan Shita, that even by Dichoy Mikara, he holds that there is dichoy by Balei Chayim, how does it stem with Mechus Zman? So there are three terutzim to this kasha in Taisus. We'll start off with the Taisus Shanim terutzim, which is what Taisus says in other places in Shas. But the first terutz of the Taisus Shanim is that Mechus Zman is bechlal not dichoy. Since you don't need anything to make it roy, just the passage of time, that's not considered dichoy altogether. Dichoy means when you need a maisa or al kapanim, you'll need a shishtanus, like by Mum Iver, what has to get better, or you need to do something, there's a concept of dichoy. But something which is pasul, but it's a temporary psul, which is going to go off without doing anything, that's bechlal not called a dichoy. The problem is, the Gemara says that Rav could learn out from Mechus Zman that dichoy mi'ikara lo havi dichoy, and the Gemara's only taina was that it's only dichoy mi'ikara. But near Vinidcha, you wouldn't have a rai. But for Dicha Mikari, you could bring a rai that Balei Chayim Einem Nidachim. So they see the Gemara in Emdon that Mechus Zman is called Dichoy. So Zakta Teizah Shanim, according to this Teretz, the Gemara is only a Havimina. The Gemara was going to try to explain Rav. Rav holds Dichoy, that Balei Chayim Einem Nidachim. And the question is, what's the Mekar? What's the source for that? And the answer is, because you see by Mechus Zman, that they're not called Nidachim. So the Gemara assumed, Pasha, to help out Rav, that Mechus Zman is called a Dichoy. And the Gemara says, even if you could assume that Mechus Zman is called a Dichoy, even if you and them on that way, but still, that would only be a Raya to Dichoy Mikara, you wouldn't be able to bring a Raya to Nirv and Nidcha. But Lefia Emes, Rabbi Yechanan holds that Mechus Zman's Bechol not considered Dichoy, because it'll go off by itself. That's the first Teretz. The second Teretz of the Teretz Yishanim, and this is what Taisus also Nemzon, like the Gemara seemed to Nemzon, that no, La'olam Mechus Zman is avada called a dichoy, even though it go off by itself, but since there's a psul of Mechus Zman, that would be called a dichoy, and there's a xeris akasov that the dichoy doesn't work. You don't say hel v'nidche yidache. So the question is, so why can't you learn out from this xeris akasov to all dichoy mi'ikara that Balei Chayim wouldn't be considered nidche? Zak Taisus, because Rabbi Yechanan Gufa learns out from Meshchasam Behem that, which is a miut, that dafka by Baal Mum, when it's over, it's when the mum goes away, then the behemah is yirtzu. Masha'ekin, any other psul, the halacha is that even when the mum goes away, it's still not yirtzu. In other words, I understand the Tayyiz Shanim, that he's understanding Mashchasim Hem is not just telling you that you can't learn out from Baal Mum. Mashchasim Hem is more than that. Mashchasim Hem is telling you specifically that if not for Baal Mum, there is a din nicha even by Baal Echayim. That's Gufa de Xeris Akasa that says by Baal Mum that there's a din nicha by Baal Echayim, because you learn out that this pasuk of Mum Bom, that dafka when it has the mum in it, it's not yiratza. But if the mum is over, it's yiratza. And you don't say dichoy, Mashchasim Hem tells you, but everywhere else it's not that way. And the pasuk's being megala, everywhere else it is a din of dichoy. Now how do you know dichoy mi'ikara? The Teretz says because mum over applies to dichoy mi'ikara as well. Mum over applies to a case where it had the mum from birth, or it got the mum before it was 8 days old, when it was still mechusas man. So those behemoths were never roy. And still we have exerced the custom of mum bam telling you that when the mum is over, then it's yiratzu. And Mashchasim Hem tells you that this exerced the custom of mum bam, whether it's a case of nirv v'nidcha, where the behemoth got the mum afterwards, or whether it's a case of dicha mikara, that the behemoth was born with the mum, or got the mum before 8 days old, in all these cases, it's dafka Mashchasim Behem. Dafka by Baal Mum, you have this din that there's no dichoy, and it's a gzeris akasav, everywhere else there is a dichoy. So this gzeris akasav teaches you not to learn out from Mechuzah's man. Because even though Mechuzah's man is, of course, another gzeris akasav that al kapanim by Mechuzah's man dichoy doesn't apply, because the pasuk says clearly that after 8 days old, you could bring it as a carbon, but Mechuzah's man teaches you that al karchach, Mechuzah's man is an exception. And everywhere else besides where the Torah made a specific exception, the din would be that there is a din dichoy. Now, Taisus asks Akasha, so what about Eisav es Benai? The din is that if someone shechts a mother animal, you're not allowed to shecht the son of this, you're not allowed to shecht the mother and the son at the same day, period. Even not by Kachin, even by Chulin. So halacha that you can't shecht Eisav es Benai b'yayim echad. The Gemara in the 14th paragraph of Zohachim discusses, let's say, a carbon, the mother was shechted. The Gemara discusses, is the son called Roy Lovel Elamayid? That maybe today it's not Roy Lovel Elamayid because it's an Isser to shechted. Even my Karbanis is also have the Isser of Isser Isbenai. It's Naig Mechul and Uvim Mekdashim. So Mamelo will be called Mechus's man. That's what the Gemara discusses. So the question is, but the Gemara there is Mavur, that after this day, of course, you would be able to bring it the next day as a carbon. But the question is, why don't you say it's dachli? Why don't you say that the day that you shechted the mother of this carbon, it's dachli? You couldn't shecht it that day. And ha'el v'nidcha yidacha. Bishlaim, if you held to the first teretz, so anything which will go off by itself is not called dichli, so it's good. But if you hold to the second teretz, that it is called dichli. Navas, by you have exeris akasav by Mechus's man, that there the dicha doesn't affect. But if it wouldn't be for Mechus's man, you'd learn out from Mashchasim Behem that everywhere else there is a din dicha. So, why don't you say there's a din dicha by Esav es Benai? That's fact, the Teis Yishanim. And for the Teis Yishanim, that Esav es Benai is very similar to Mechus's man. When we have exeris akasav of Mechus's man, which teaches you that there also there's no dichoy. We have exeris akasav by mum that there's no dichoy. And we have exeris akasav by mechuzas man that there's no dichoy. And we have a dinner, exeris akasav mishkasav behem, that everywhere else there is dichoy. So why don't you say that Eisav as benai is also considered dichoy? So Taisus says, Eisav as benai goes into the same exeris akasav mechuzas man and balmum over. Has that same exeris akasav. It's also like Mechus's man. The male, it fits into the same Xeris HaKasav. When you have a different problem with it, like Behemish Shoshne Shutfin, or our case of Mechusar Agrolo, or any other case of Dichoy, there, you don't have the Xeris HaKasav is no Dichoy. Mashiach and Isis Benoi, that has the same halacha as Mechus's man. He says it also has the same halacha as Mum Iver. It fits into that same category. He's not Mefarish exactly why. And so Asemis, he says a svarim, and could be saying if it attaches to Shanim that there's a difference between if there's something wrong with the animal or something wrong with the carbon. If there's something here, by Balmum and by Mechusav's man, the problem is there's something wrong with the animal. The animal is not roi to be a carbon. Mashenga by Agrola, it's not the animal that's the problem. It's the carbon that's the problem. It's missing its peer, or behemah shoshnei shudfim. It's not a chsarin in the animal. The animal is roi to be a carbon. It's a chsarin in the carbon. Mashenga, if the chsarin's in the animal, there it's different. There in the brackets, the Sfasem, his son-in-law, writes that Kubi Mechus's man is exactly like Balmum. Because he brings to the Sefer Achinach, he brings also from the Rambam, that when it's under 8 days old, that's a mum. That's kilu, it's a mum. It's not shalim, it's not yafeh. It's not, it's underage, it's sickly. It blives a mum. So Mele has that same zeresakas of mum bam that it has by mum. But if that's a svar, that lechayah wouldn't apply to vayseres benai. That would apply to mechus's man, and that would be like Balmum. That would apply to when it's under 8 days old. But if it's just Eisav Espanai, that's not really a chsarin in the animal like a mum. It's a different type of a chsarin. The Karenayu in Zvachim Daf Yud Beis, he says a svara to answer the Teis Hashanim's kasha from Eisav Espanai, that Eisav Espanai is bechlal not a dichoy. It's not a psul, not in the animal, not in the carbon, not in that krav, not in anything. It's tam an iser. Isuru deraviale. Happens to be asur to shecht it. But there's nothing wrong at all with the carbon, with the animal, with anything. Just like someone would make a neder that he's not bringing a carbon. The chayrat wouldn't be dichay. There's nothing wrong with the carbon. It's isur deraviale. Happens to be an iser to shecht it because he shechted the mother. Maybe that could make it any royal love of Lelamayid. But that wouldn't make it dichay. That's the Karenayr's teretz. Al Kapanim, we have these two mahalchim in the Teis Hashanim. Why Mechus's man, he can't, why Rabbi Yochanan can't learn out from Mechus's man that Dicha Mikara is not a Dicha? One shot is Rabbi Yochanan holds that Mechus's man's Bechlal not called a Dicha. Anything which is to become Roy by itself is not called a Dicha. And the second teretz is that Rabbi Yochanan learns out from Behem, from Ashkasim Behem, that you only have the din of Mum Bam, that there's no din of Hal Venitche Yidach is Dafka by Mum Iver, and not by anything else. In them state that everywhere else is a dichle, and you can't learn out from Mechus's man that's gufid exeris the kasav Meshkasim Behem, that you can't learn out from Mechus's man that there's no dichle. Meshkasim Behem tells you there is a dichle everywhere else besides where the Torah is specified. And now let's discuss Taisus Teres to the Kasha. Then how could Rabbi Yochanan hold a dichle mikara have a dichle by Balei Chaim? Why does he learn out from Mechus's man that it's not a dichle? And I'm going to explain Taisus the way the Karen Ayur in Zvachim Nafid Beis explains it. Now Taisus says like this. Taisus says there's a difference between if it's hektish or it's not hektish. By the case of Mechus's man, it wasn't hektish yet. The behema was possible to be a carbon, but you didn't try to make it into a carbon. In that case, the Taisus says clearly there's no dichli. It's like it's born today. It's like it came by Olam today. There can't be any dichli because it wasn't roi to be a carbon. Whenever it becomes roi to be a carbon, that's like its first time that it's roi. That's not that you can't say dichli because of that. It's just like if it would come by Olam today. Then you don't say dichli because it wasn't by Olam yesterday. Who would then if it wasn't roi to be a carbon till now, you don't say dichli. By behemish shel shnei shutfim, there Rabbi Yochanan says dichli mikara because you made it hektish. You made it hektish, and the hektish wasn't roi. So Taiz being mechal between two types of dichli. There's a dichli that the behem is not roi to be a carbon, but you never tried to make it into a carbon. Such a dichli, that avad Rabbi Yochanan's maskim, you wouldn't say by dichli mikar. Stam that the behem is not roi to be a carbon, that can't be a dichli bechlal. Rabbi Yochanan says dichli mikara is a dichli, is dafka when you makdish the behema. When you makdish the behema, so there, the Kedusha's carbon that the Behemah had was a type of a Kedusha which couldn't be brought on the Mizbeach. So that Kedusha felt in the Kedusha. It's a missing Kedusha. It's a Kedusha that's Pogum. It's a Kedusha with a Chasarin in it. That Kedusha is called Dochli. And you say, even though it's Dichli Mikara, and even though it's Balei Chaim, but that Kedusha is Dochli. So even after he buys the other half of the Behemah from his Shutif, and now, you could be makriv with the Kedusha, but Hal v'nitche yidoche. But Mechus's man is different. Mechusas man, he's not saying like the Teis Rishonim's first teretz is not a dichoy. Right, it is a dichoy. But it was never kondish then. You never were makdish it. So that's why it can't be a dichoy by dichoy mikar. But if the behemoth was hektish and you couldn't bring it, there by dichoy mikar it is a dichoy. That's Teis's chilik. So fact Teis a kash on this chilik. That even by Mechusas man, the Gemara says in Zvachim that Laila l'kedusha v'yayim l'artza. Gemara says, it says Shivas Yom Tachas Imai, but then it says Miyayim Hashmini V'Hala. Shivas Yom sounds like already the eighth night, it's already okay. And then it says Miyayim Hashmini V'Hala, it sounds like you need the eighth day. Teres says the eighth night is already good enough to makdish it. So Ferek Teres says, but you can't bring it yet. So why don't you say it's Dichli? And he asks the Kasha Stamazai, anytime you makdish a behemoth by night, you can't bring it. So why don't you say it's Dichli? And any time you makdish a behemah by day, and then it goes by a night, also, it should be nearer the nidcha. Why isn't the night considered a dichoy? According to Rav, it's good. Balechayim einem nidachim. But according to Abeichim, the Balechayim nidachim, so it's not only kasha dichoy mikara. It should be kasha nearer the nidcha. Whenever you makdish a behemah and it goes by a night, it should be nearer the nidcha. Zoktaisis, and you can't tell me that any time it's roy the same day, that wouldn't be called dichoy, like emechus is man lebay b'yayim. So in Mela, the night's not called a dichoy, because yayim halach achar alayla. And it's called that it'll be roi the same day. He says, but here by hagrola, it's going to be roi the same day. You're going to make hagrola in another two seerim, and it's going to become roi again. And still you say it's called dichoy. Vaistais, even if it's to become roi the same day, it's still a problem of dichoy. Zaktais is a two chilukim. And I think it means you need both in order for it not to be called nidcha. First of all, it's going to become roya memela. It's become roya memela, as opposed to the agrola lamashu, where it doesn't come roya memela, it's mechusa meisa. So it becomes roya memela, then it's not a dichoy. But I think that alone is not enough. Otherwise, you could have just said that teretz on the first kasha, that mechusa's man's not a dichoy because it becomes roya memela. But Teis is assuming Mechusas Man would be a Dichoy. He's only saying this is a Teretz for why the night's not a Dichoy. So he says another Svara, because the night is not a Bar HaKrov of any carbon. The night's not a Bar HaKrov of any carbon. No carbon can be brought at night. It's not that this specific carbon can't be brought at night. No carbon can be brought at night. That's why the night's not called a Dichoy. Mashein Kain. Here, by Hagrola, you could bring carbonates, you just can't bring this specific carbon because its partner died, so therefore it's called a dichoy. See, the emphasis you find is a Gemara in Zvachim in the fifth perik that says that when the Mizbech is nifkam, so all the carbonates become pasul, they become dichoy. It's like they also brought the machlekes Rav and Rebbechanan, if you hold balechayim nidachim or not. Even though it's not, you can't bring any carbonates then. So I think the two terutzim go together. If both, the pshat is that it's something which gets rectified by itself. By Mizbech Shenifkim, you have to fix the Mizbech. So that even if it's a problem for all Karbanis, that would be called Dichoy. But if it's something which is like a night which will become morning by itself, you don't have to do any Maisa to fix it. And also, it's not a Zman of Akrov of any carbon, that's not called a Dichoy. Otherwise, every time it becomes night, all the kabbanas will be nidcha. The Teretz says, say that the night, the dichoy is going to go off by itself, as opposed to, let's say, like Mizbeach Shenifkam, where even though it's not a zman of a krov of any carbon, but you have to go and fix the Mizbeach. And also, the night is not a time where you can bring any carbon. Lafuke lamashal, the stam, the original mechusa zman of the animal, the mechusa zman before the night, where the Gemara does call that dichoy, the Gemara just says it's dichoy miyikara, but there the pshat is that it's a dichoy specifically for this animal. But when you have these two things together, that the dichoy will go off by itself, and that the dichoy is for all carbonists, not just for this carbon, that's not called a dichoy. And that's why the night would never be called a dichoy, because it goes away by itself, and it's a dichoy for all carbonists. Mashen Kain. The regular din of Mechusas Man, which is specific to this carbon, that be'etzim would be a dichoy, but you have to come on to Teis first teretz, that there is b'chal ha'chachti makdish to behemen as Mechusas Man. The hekdish is not chal. So the dikhl is not in the Tyrus hektish. There is no hektish. The dikhl would have to be in the animal, that the animal is puzzle. So that you don't say. It's like the animal's born today. It's like you have flour for a mincha. So when you had the wheat, until you ground it into a flour, you couldn't use it for a mincha. So why don't you say dikhli? The Tyrus is pashut. It's not yet flour. It's not ready yet. It's not yet the thing which you need for a carbon. That bechlal you wouldn't be shayach dichur. That's what Tyrus is saying. The whole dichur mikar that Rechen holds is if you were makdish it, then it was chal the hektish. But if there was an ik of why you couldn't bring the carbon, then it's not a dichur in the carbon in the animal. Then it's a dichur in the hektish, in the kedusha. That the kedusha is a kedusha dechuya. There Rechen holds even by balechayim you say dichur even by dichur mikar. And now let's go right in the Gemara. We had said that Rabbi Yechanan darshins bohem to tell you that dafka by bali mumim do you say ha'am ova mumim yirtzu, but in other cases even by bali chayim you say ha'al v'yidchu yidchu. So what does Rav do with bohem? So the Gemara says Rav who bohem be'nai hu delay maratzu hoide teruvis maratzu. Rav learns out from bohem that only when it's be'en, when the balmum is there, not mixed up with others, then it's not miratzu. But if it's misarev, the balmum is misarev with tamimim, then it's miratzu, then it could work, it could be makter it, because it's not. Evarim tamimim, evarim balimumim. If let's say evarim of an oila which is tamima, which doesn't have a mum, get mixed up with evarim of oila, you say, with balimumim. Rabbi Lezer, aimim, karva, reish, alechem, mehem, yakviva, kola, rosh, and kluhum. Kurav, shalechem, yakviva, kola, karayim, kluhum. Let's say it got mixed up, but accidentally they already makriv one, so it's possible they already makriv the balmum. So then you can makriv the all of them. You could be teila that the one that you makriv is already the balmum. Even if they are makriv all of them, they just missed one. Yetzel beis reifa, you have to burn it, you have to destroy it. So that's what Rav does with behem to teach you that when it's a teruvis, you can still be makter it. So the Rishayim ask, why are you saying that Rabbi Lez is al-Sigzeris HaKosov, that you can makto it as long as it's a teruvis? Rabbi Lez says it only works if you makto the reish of one of them. If already you makto one of them, so it's possible that you already makto the balmum, then you can makto the rest. And Rav himself learns out from there to Taboi Shal Avodah Zarah, that if you have a bunch of rings, and a ring of Avodah Zarah is mixed up with those rings, the Gemara in Zvachim says that Rav learns out from here, that if one of the rings fell out, got destroyed, it fell into the Yam HaMelech, then you could use all the rings. Because it could be Taila that the ring that fell off, what, that was the ring for Avodah Zarah. So how do you see that the Pasuk tells you that it's Mutter? If the Pasuk tells you it's Mutter, why would you need that one of them should be Nikrav? And how would you shtel it su to the case of the rings? So Rishayim say, it's already Rashi pretty much says this, that stamazah, you can't be toila, that the one that fell out is the issa, mechet esa, it's a suffix. You'd have to be machmir. It's only that if it was already mutami deraisa before one fell out, it's only the issa, it's only derabanan, so then you could say that even midarabanan, they're only machmir when they're all around. Once one of them fell out, so since the whole issa anyway is derabanan, so you could be toila that the issa fell out, and then it's mutta even midarabanan. So by the rings, midaraisa, it's batal b'raiv. So there's no Issa Deraisa anyway. All there is would be an Issa Derabanan. So Mimela, once one of the rings fell out, you won't have the Issa Derabanan here also. So here also, Midaraisa, all of them are Mutter because you have the Pasuk Behem that it's only Asa Be'ein, but by Teruvis it's Mutter. So it's anyway Mutter Midaraisa. So that's why if one of them was Nikrav, so now, since the whole Issa is anyway Derabanan, you could be telling that the one that was Nikrav was the Balmum. And that also answers Akasha, that what's the raya from Rabbi Eliezer? The Rabbanan argue in Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbanan say that even if only one of them is left, it's Aser. So you see the Rabbanan hold that the Teruvis is Aser. So the Rishayim say, because the Rabbanan only argue in Rabbi Eliezer mid the Rabbanan, they hold that anything that's Aser mid the Rabbanan, even if one of them gets destroyed, the Iser the Rabbanan remains. You don't say that the one that got destroyed will assume that's the Iser. That's the Machlaikas of Eliezer and the Rabbanan. But they both mask him that mid the Raisa it's Mutter. Now, there's another kasha to Rishayim Shtel Zichon, that what's the raya, what do you need the pasuk for, of Behem, to tell you that it's mutter de teruvis, typically it's anyway mutter al tzbitl b'raiv. Why would you need a pasuk of Behem to be mata de teruvis, it's anyway mutter de bitl b'raiv? like all cases, when you have a miyad of issa, which is a sarif to rave of heter, it's mutter. So what do you need the pasuk here to tell you that it's mutter by teruvis? So the Ridvan and the Taisa Shana both answer this kasha, that the teruvis that's mutter here is even when it's not a rave. Even when it's exactly machzu machzu. Even when it's exactly half balimum and half tamimim, it's still mutter because of teruvis. So you don't have vitul b'rayv, and it's still mutter. Special heter here because then whenever there's a teruvis, even without vitul b'rayv, it's mutter midaraisa. Now we said, ka'omer, that midarabanan will still be aser. But for that, Rabbi Leza says that if one of them get destroyed, one of them was already nikrav, so it's iser derabanan, it's mutter. It's a shanim is mashmadaf, that even the derabanan is dafka when this heter, Rabbi Leza, is dafka when you have both the teim. You say you have the heter of teruvis and you have the heter of vitul b'rayv. The Ridvaz Mashma, even one is good enough. Balk upon him, that's the Sugya Sagamar. So the Meritzki says, that's very good if you hold that Safik Deraisa is L'chumra Midaraisa. If Safik Deraisa is L'chumra Midaraisa, like the Rashba holds, so then you need a Pasuk telling you that when it's Machsu, Machsu, when you have a Teruvis, half Balimumen, half Tamimim, so then you need a Pasuk telling you that it's Mutter. But if you hold like the Rambam Shita, the Bavus, the Rambam Shita, that Safik Deraisa L'chumra, is only midarabanan. Midaraisa, Safik deraisa is lakula. So what do you need a pasuk to tell you that by teruvis it's yiratsu? Midaraisa anyway, anytime there's a safik, it's mutter. So anytime there's a teruvis, you don't know now if what you're doing, if being makav is a balmum or a tamim, so it should be mutter, because safik deraisa lakula, midaraisa. So what do you need the pasuk for teruvis according to the Rambam? That's what the Meritzki is in the back of the Gemara asks. He says the Teretz that the Rambam is masking when it's ikvi yisura, when you have klar and isur and a heter here, like haticha mishtei haticha, so you have klar, one isur and one heter, you just don't know which is which, then the Rambam is masking that you say suffik deraisa l'chumra. That's like the case of Ashim Tali. It has to be asim deraisa. You even bring an Ashim Tali if you ate a suffik chel of suffik shuman. Teretz says it's ikvi yisura, there was definitely a piece of chel and a piece of shuman, you don't know which one you ate. So then, there's an Ashim Tali. You say Safik deraisa l'chumra even mi deraisa. Seiru, so when you have a teruvis of issa v'heter, it's ikvi yisura. You have a teruvis of balmum and tmimim. So even the Rambam would hold that Safik deraisa is l'chumra. Abemison, you have this kasha. They ask this kasha by Safik mamzer. The Shev Shmeitz in the first Shmeitz Aleph Perik Aleph brings out Nachreinim's kasha. The Gemara says in Kedushin that Safik Mamzer is a Xeris Akas of Mamzer Vadav Le Mamzer Safik. That Safik Mamzer is Mutter. So that's the Kasha in the Rambam. What's the Pshat that the Rambam holds that Safik Deraisa is Lekulami Deraisa? So why need the Pasuk that Safik Mamzer is Mutter? So the Shmaitza there brings the Teretz to the Marit. That the Marit says you need a Pasuk to tell you that a Safik Mamzer is Mutter in both the Mamzeris and the Bas Yisrael. As though if it's Safik Deraisa Lechumra, you can't do something which is tarti disastri. You could be toiler that it's the heter. So a Safik mamzer midaraisa could marry a Bas Yisrael. He could be toiler, he's not a mamzer. He can marry a mamzeris, because he could be toiler, he is a mamzer. But to have two wives, one a mamzeris, one a Bas Yisrael, that would be usher. Because definitely one of these things are usher. If he's a mamzer, the Bas Yisrael is usher. If he's not a mamzer, so the mamzeris is aser. So that would zichah be aser. So that's why I need a pasuk mamzer safik v'lo mamzer vaday, mamzer vaday v'mamzer safik. I mean to tell you that there's a heter. It's not because you tell that he's not a mamzer. Stop. The Torah only asks it a vaday. So even if it comes at a tarti disastri, he's mutter to marry a mamzeris because he's not called Vadai. He's mutter to marry a Bas Yisrael because he's not a Mamzer Vadai. So there won't be a problem of Tati Disastri. So this Teretz would fit here. Because if you're only going Al Safik Deraisa, Lekula, you wouldn't be able to Imakta both if you have a Teruvis of Balimumim and Tumimim. You wouldn't be able to Imakta the whole thing because then you're Zicha doing an Isser. If you makta both, if this piece is the balmum, you're doing an issa when you makta this piece. If that piece is the balmum, you're doing an issa makta that piece. You wouldn't be able to makta both. By bittul b'rayv, that's a machlokes rishayim. By bittul b'rayv, the rush holds bittul b'rayv is nesapech. The issa becomes nesapech to heter. You're allowed to eat the whole thing, even b'vas achas. The The Rashba holds, you can't eat the whole thing b'masachas, but you can eat the whole thing b'zechazet. Each one you eat, you could say, the is the other place, but that's because you have a roif. But if you're going to al tzavik the raisa l'kula, you wouldn't be able to do it, I would think, even b'zechazet, because vada you're doing an isser, either there or there. You could do one of them, but you can't do both. You can't vada end up doing an isser, but that's if the isser is al tzavik, that's if the head is al tzavik the raisa l'kula. But if the heter is that the Torah only asked be'en, but teruvis, the Torah didn't ask this. Anytime there's a teruvis, even chad b'chad, you can remark to both of them, and mestam even b'vasachas, because there's a teruvis. You don't have the isser b'almun be'en, you have it al day teruvis, day teruvis is mutter, certainly b'zachas, eh? And mestam even b'vasachas will be mutter mideraisa. Similar to the Maritz Teretz, that you need the heter of Safik Mamzer to tell you that he can marry both a Mamzeris and a Bas Yisrael. Another teretz that the Shmaitzer brings, Lagabi the Kasha Mamze Vadai, is the Pnei Yeshua's teretz. Pnei Yeshua's teretz is that if it's only al tzavik deraisa l'kula, so then when you'd have a roif, or you have a chazaka, so it's not a tzavik anymore. So you'd have to be machmer b'teretz vadai. If let's say a roif would tell you that he's a mamzer, or a chazaka will tell you he's a mamzer, so then utaka b'yaser. But Mamze Vadai v'loy Mamze tzavik, that tells you, even when you have a roif, it's still a tzavik. You're still not 100% sure. It's good enough to be Seimecham, but it's still a Suffolk. So that would answer it even when you have a Rav or a Chazakah. So the Chayah, that Teretz would also apply here. Because the Chayah, the Din Dei Raisa, that it's only Asa Be'en and not B'dei Taruvis, is the Chayah, even when you have a Rav Bali Mumin. Even when you'd have a Rav Bali Mumin, it would also be Mutami Dei Raisa. Because it's not be'en, it's still called teruvis. So the Shmaitz is mefakfik there by Safik Mamzer Gufa. The Shmaitz holds no. The Shmaitz holds when you have a rave and a chazaka, that's not called a Safik Mamzer, that's called a Mamzer Vadei. You go about the rave. But the emphasis, the Makar Tet Pnei Yeshua is, there's a Taisus HaRosh in Bab Metzia, Davav HaMedeis, it's brought in the Shita there. The Taisus HaRosh says a Chiddush that when you have the din, was the asiri vadai v'loy asiri suffik. When you have the din that it's not considered meiser by meiser behema, if one of the ones that were already counted jumped back into the pen, so then it's not, you have a problem taking meiser because asiri vadai v'loy asiri suffik. If it's the one that was already counted, it's not meiser. So the meiser is not a meiser vadai. It's a Meiser Suffolk. It's a Suffolk if it's Mechuyev a Meiser. So Meiser is only when it's Vadai, not when it's Suffolk. That's what the Gemara there says. So the Kasha the Rishayim had there was, Taisus asked the Kasha, why is it a Suffolk? It's Batal B'Rayv. If one of them jumped in, it should be Batal B'Rayv. Rayv of them were not taking Meiser, and only one of them was, so it should be Batal B'Rayv, so it shouldn't be considered a Suffolk. So the Taisus Rosh says that even though there's Batal B'Rayv, it's still a Suffolk. You still say the klal of Asiri Vadai V'loi Asiri Safik. Because Bittul B'Rayv doesn't make it a Vadai. If you have a miyat of Asiri Vadai V'loi Asiri Safik, that tells you even Bittul B'Rayv doesn't work. So Ay B'Zayich, you could learn that who a din here, the din that's only Be'en, that Balmum is a problem. But now the Teruvis, it's Miratsu, is even when you have a Rayv, even when there's a Rayv Balimum, it's still called a Teruvis, because you need a Vadai. So that teretz of the Pnei Yeshua that he says, L'gabi Safik Mamzer, that you need the pasuk when you have a Rav Chazaka, could be would apply here also, Lefita Taisa Rosh above Metzia, that when you have a Rav, even when you have a Bittul B'Rav, it's not called a Vadai. So here also, even in the case you'd have a Bittul, you have a Rav of Bali Mumin, if you'd say, Al Safik Deraisa L'Kula, Vad, you'd have to go bust a Rav, and you'd have to ask it all, because you have a Rav of Bali Mumin. Now, Shankin, how do you have the pasuk that it's only Asa Ben Ayde Teruvis. Even if you have a Rav Bali Mumin, it would also be Mutter. And then the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara asks the Kasha, well, Rav, Nei Nami De Bali Chaim Einem Nidochim, even though Rav holds the Bali Chaim Einem Nidochim, and it means that the Seir that was left alive is not necessarily Puzzle, doesn't become Puzzle because its partner died. And when you bring the other two serum in your magrel, you could use the original seer. But why does Rav say Bedafka should use the original seer? Yiboy hainakav, why can't you use either one you want? According to Rabbi Yechanan, Feshtetzach, you can't use the original seer. It's Nochli. So you have to use the second one. But Rav, why does he say that you have to use the first one? Enechanami, you could use the first one, but why do you have to use the first one? So Rav said, Rav holds like Rabbi Yechanan, it says mitzvah b'rishon. Rabbi Yechanan holds as a klal. Whenever you set aside one carbon, or one thing for a mitzvah, and then you had to set aside a second one because the first one wasn't good, and then the first one became roy again, it's a mitzvah to use the original one. But Afka should use the original one. That's the one you set aside for the mitzvah. That's the one you should use. And the Gemara says, where did Rabbi Yossi say it? The maskana was, Rabbi Yossi said it by a carbon pesach. It says in the Mishnah that someone is mafresh a carbon pesach, and then the carbon pesach gets lost, and he's mafresh another one, and now he has both. So the Chachamim say he could be makiv anyone he wants. There's no bedafka mitzvah to use the original one. But Rabbi Yossi says, mitzvah b'rishon. He bedafka should use the first one. If the second one is better, he should use the second one. But otherwise, he should bedafka use the first one. And that's Rav Shita here also, that the first one you were mafresh, even though it became not roy when his partner died, you had to bring another two. But now that it became roy again, you should bedafka use it. Now there's a kasha with the Rambam. The Rambam in Agamar, paskins like Rav. The Rambam is mashing paskins like Rav. He certainly paskins that Baal HaChayim Einem Nidachim like Rav. But the Rambam's lashon is, in Perikei Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippur Malachat Ezvav, he says, Imi Shehigrul Meis, if it died after the Agrol, you bring another two Seirim, you make another Agrol of Vechuli, and he fears Eis Vashemi Min HaShnayim Shehigrul Leim B'Seif, Yirach Yibul Be'mum V'yamak Av Yibul Damav V'Nadava. That the second one of the other two is Yira, and Yibul Dam V'Nadav. So he says clearly that the second one of the other two is Yira, which is Mashman, that you should use the first one, which is like Rav, the Mitzvah B'Rishay. Now the Kasha is, the Kasha Mishnah brings this Kasha from the Miri Kirkus. We have the Miri Kirkus in Hilchos Karban Pesach. In Hilchos Karban Pesach, on the case of this Mishnah, of a Mafresh Pisklev Avad, he brings the Mishnah, and he says clearly that you could bring either one you want for a Pesach, and the other one should be a Shlomim. So in fact, the Marie Kirkus, that what's a pshat? If the Rambam paskins over here like Rav, and he says to that the Sheni should be Zuk Sheni is Yira, which means that you should bring the first one, which is like Rav, those Mitzvah B'Rishon, but there by Karban Pesach, by the Gufa Halacha, there he says either one you want should be a Pesach, and the other one should be a Shlomim. He doesn't pass him like Rabbi Yossi Bedafka to bring the first one as a Pesach. He passes like the Rabbanan, that Ezemem Sheyitza Yakriv. The Chayrit Shved, the Stirim, the Rambam, one to the other. So the Marie Kirkus says two possible Turitz. First Turitz, he says, is that the Rambam could be is not passing Bechlal Mitzvah B'Rishon. All the Rambam is saying is that even the Sheni Shebezuk Sheni is Yira. In other words, the Sheni Shebezuk Sheni, even though you never really intended to bring that as a chatas, but since you brought another two seirim, they both have to have kedusha of a chatas for the agrola to work. And memela, even if you happen to be makir of the first one, the sheni shebezuk sheni is yira. But he never says clearly that you have to be makir of the first one. He doesn't say that clearly. So that's not the pshat in the Rambam. The pshat in the Rambam is you kataka be makir of whatever you want. If you happen to be makir of the first one, then the sheni shebezuk sheni is yira. That's the first teretz. And the reason why the Rambam doesn't pass him like Rav is because the Balthus and Machalikish Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, even though Rav passes like Rabbi Yossi, but the Stam Apsak should be like the Chachamim, Yachid V'Rab Malacha Karabim, and that would apply to Agamara also by the Sira Yom Kippurim, and we don't pass Kemitzah B'Rishon. That's the first teretz of the Miri Kirkus. The second teretz of the Miri Kirkus is, El Olam, Rav doesn't paskin in Gansen like Rabbi Yossi. But there's a chiluk why it was nitche. Mitzvah B'Rishon is, if the Rishon mitzad the Rishon is always fine. Now what happened? His partner died. So the reason why the Rishon you couldn't use is because his partner died. So now, when you have a new partner with the new agrola, it's a mitzvah to use the Rishon. Mashen came by Pesach, where the Rishon itself was avad, there was a problem with the Rishon itself, there the Rishon loses its chus, and Mamel, there's no longer a mitzvah B'Rishon. So there's a chilek. Rav doesn't pass like Rabbi Yossi. La'olam, we have to pass like the Rabbanan. But there's a difference. Here, there's more of a smur of mitzvah B'Rishon than there. Because there, there was a problem with the Rishon itself. So Mamel, you don't say mitzvah B'Rishon. Mashenkin, here there was no problem with the Rishon itself. It was a Zaitik a problem? So mainly you say Mitzvah Rishon. So why did the Gemara say that he goes like Rabbi Yossi Mitzvah Rishon? He means just like you find in Rabbi Yossi the Svara of Mitzvah Rishon, so even if we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi, Baal Kapanim, we're going to use this Svara over here. Here everyone should be made the Mitzvah Rishon. That's the Pshat in the Gemara. Now the Lecha Mishnah in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim says that would be, these Tirutzim would be possible if all we had is the Rambam here in Perikei Halacha Tezvav, which talks about the case where one of them died after the Agrola. But the very next Halacha in the Rambam says, Par v'sor sh'yom kippurim sh'avdu v'hifesh acherim tachtam. Let's say the par or the sor was lost, and you mafish other ones in place of them, v'korv v'nimsu rishayim. So then, yirachi yistavu. That means if you already brought the second one, so rishayim a yirachi yistavu. But v'cheinim nimsu rishayim kaidim she'akrivu, elu, yikrivu rishayim. You should be makriv the rishayim. So there you can't say either teretz. You can't say that the Rambam didn't say clearly to bring the first one, because here he did. Here he said if you find the first one before you were makir of the second one, you should be makir of the first one. Here he said with a klarkeit to be makir of the first one. So avada the Rambam paskins mitzvah berishon akapanim by the pai v'sar shem kippur. And here you also can't make the chiluk between if the problem was with the carbon itself, or the problem was a Zaitig, a problem that it's Chavar died. Because here was the same case, it was Avad. So by Yom Kippurim, when it's Avad, the Rambam paskins dafka to bring the Rishon. And by Pesach, when it's Avad, the Rambam paskins you could bring either one. It's Mamash Estira. So Lecha Mishnah says another Teretz, Al Derech the Marie Kirkus, that the Rambam doesn't necessarily pass like a B'Yasi, L'Oilum we paskin like the Rabbanan. But another Chiluk, there's a Chiluk between a Chattas and a Pesach. A chattis is more chomer, it's bala kapara. There we say mitzvah berishin. A pesach is not so chomer, and we don't say mitzvah berishin. And the same cheshmet, the gemara that says it goes like Rabbi Yossi, is like Rabbi Yossi said, by carbon pesach mitzvah berishin, Rav is going with the same svar, and Rav is here, we're dealing with the chattis, everyone's masking mitzvah berishin. That's Lecha Mishnah's Malach. And the Chacham Tzvi in Sim Memei is very bothered by these terutzim. He's very bothered to say that there's a chiluk between the case by Karim Pesach, where we don't pass Kemitzah B'rishin, and the case over here, by Pair and Sar Shem Kippurim, we do pass Kemitzah B'rishin. The Gemara puts it together. The Gemara says the reason why Rav says that you be Mak of the Rishin is because he holds a Gabi Yasi, Mitzah B'rishin. So the Gemara's clay can't be Mechalik. Al Karchach Rav passes like Gabi Yasi, that Mitzah B'rishin, and by Pesach also. So Mimanavshach, if the Rambam Taka doesn't pass like Rabbi Yossi by Pesach, and he says you can be Makar of either one, so what's the Pshat here? He passes like Rav, and he says you B'dafka should bring the Rishon. So the Chacham Tzvi says a very Pashat Teretz. The Chacham Tzvi says that if when you mafresh a Pesach, and the Pesach gets lost, and you bring another one, it's Mavur in the Sugim Sachim, that whether you could bring the Pesach itself that you weren't makriv, whether you could bring that as a shlamim, or does it have to be yira, v'yiblu dam of the nedava, that's totally if you hold balechayim nidachim or not. If you hold balechayim anidachim, so then you can't bring the one that you weren't makriv, you can't bring that one as a shlamim. It's nidcha, because since it was roi to be a Pesach, you found it before the Shemzman Shkita Pesach, and you didn't bring that one, you shechted the other one, so it blives nidcha, it blives dichli, and Mamela can't bring it for a Pesach, you have to wait till it gets a mum, and then, you can't bring it for a shlam, I mean, you have to wait till it gets a mum, and then yibu dam of v'nedava. But the Rambam doesn't paskin that way. The Rambam paskins that when you lose a carbon Pesach, and you mafish another carbon Pesach, and now you have both of them. He says you could bring each, whatever you want, you could bring as a Pesach. And the other one you bring as a Shlomim. Why? Because the Rambam passes like Rav. The Balei Chaim Einem Nidachim. That's the Rambam Shita. He passes like Rav. The Balei Chaim Einem Nidachim. And Mimele holds that you could bring the other one as a Shlomim. So Zok the Chacham Tzvi, the Rabbi Yossi that stells to the story of Mitzvah Berishin by Pesach, is because he taka holds like Rabbi Yehuda, in our Mishnah, he taka holds it balechayim anidachim. And he holds you're only going to bring one of these two karbanis, and the other one is going to be yireh. you're not going to bring the other one for a carbon. So since you're only going to bring one, since the one you're not going to bring is not going to be brought as a carbon altogether, Rabbi Yisrael's mitzvah b'rishin. And that's true in our Gemara, even if you hold that Balei Chayim ainam nidachim, but whichever one you don't bring, the other one's going to be yira, because you don't, that's a din. When if chatas, if you neskapa with one, so the other one's yira. Can't bring the other one as a chatas or as any other carbon. It have to be yira. That's what it says. So Mela, it's a choice. One of these two are going to be a carbon, and the other one's going to be yira. It's not going to be a carbon altogether. It's going to wait for a mum. There's a din of mitzvah b'rishin. Masha'en kein, by carbon pesach, l'idon that we paskin, that Balei Chayim is einam nidachim, and you could bring the other one as a shlamim, so there's bechlal no svar of mitzvah b'rishin. They're both being brought as a carbon. There's no svar to say that dafka the pesach should be the rishin. Since l'maisa's anything they brought as a carbon, there's bechlal no svar of mitzvah b'rishin. We're bringing Rabbi Yasi holds mitzvah b'rishin by pesach, but that's because he holds Balei Chayim nidachim. So immediately he holds you can only bring one of these two karbanis. When you're only going to bring one of the two karbanis, that's when Rabbi Yisrael's mitzvah b'rishin. So he's telling it to Agamar. By Agamar also. By Agamar, even if you hold Balei Chayim, is einam nidachim. But you can't bring both. That means you can bring the first one, but you can't bring both. So again, it's a case where you have two karbanis, the one you amafrish first, and the one you amafrish as a replacement, and you can't bring both. So then there's the mitzvah b'rishin, just like if Rabbi Yisrael's by Karban Pesach, mitzvah b'rishin. But what do we hold by Karban Pesach? We hold the Balei Chayim and the Nidachim, so by Karban Pesach, l'mayis you're going to bring both. If l'mayis you're going to bring both, there is no sort of mitzvah b'rishin. So l'vi l'chach and svi, the Rambam paskens always mitzvah b'rishin. Not only in the case of chatas. Stam is a klal mitzvah b'rishin, you can't be mechalak. But the whole klal mitzvah b'rishin is when you're only going to use one of them for the mitzvah. Then you say mitzvah b'rishim. If you use both of them for the mitzvah, God, you can use it for a different mitzvah. You bring it for a shlam, but you can use it also for a carbon. So then there's no svar of mitzvah b'rishim altogether.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.